there, Lovey Lou. Have you ever jumped into an ice bath? Besides the shock and wake-up call into the present moment, have you ever wondered if it benefited your health? I know I've got friends on Nantucket who plunge into the Atlantic Ocean every morning, not to mention every, you know, Thanksgiving Day where they have that turkey plunge, which is, that exists in a lot of communities, to jump into some ice-cold water, especially the Atlantic Ocean, in November. It's a shocker, but it's interesting to know, is there some health benefit to it? You know, what's going on there? Or how about a sage bath? Do you even know what a sage bath is? If you have shamanic tendencies, you likely know what it is, but is giving yourself one helpful? Finally, how do you feel about heart-to-heart conversations? Do you think they're of higher consciousness to have? Or would you rather avoid them altogether? That's this month's Higher Consciousness Quiz podcast called From Ice Shocks to Sage Talks, Journey to Well-Being on the Scale to Consciousness. And I want you to think about those three things. Which one do you think is of higher consciousness? Is it an ice bath, a sage bath, or heart-to-heart conversations? But before I give you the answers and the calibrations to this month's quiz, my name is Liz Gracia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness quizzes on the podcast and founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intention with these higher consciousness quizzes is to put consciousness and really impersonal energy fields into context based on the map of consciousness and to help you to start to feel, discern, or intuit your way to the truth about things. Like, how can you start reading the energy of something? I know I can read the energy visually. You can hear it in someone's voice. You can hear the energy of what's going on. And you can feel it. So there's many ways to read energy. And I'm pretty sure I read them in all ways, depending on the situation. So this is what I'm helping you to learn. And you're doing it already. It just may be unconscious. You're not knowing it. Like, I didn't know I was intuitive until someone said you're intuitive. I'm like, oh, is that what that is? So anyway, the quizzes are to help you start, you know, seeing things like seeking the truth about something. Be willing to seek the truth about something, which is of higher consciousness, and stop guessing, right? Start understanding the nature of energy and attractor fields and start understanding what's really going on there. And today is no exception. So let's get started. Now, before we get to the answers to this month's quiz, I want to remind you to stick around to the end of the podcast for this week's featured calibration of the week from consciousnesscalibrations.com. It's a good one. So in this month's quiz, I asked you to consider these three kind of health-related topics. And I like to do health-related stuff because there's a lot of trendy health related things going out in the world today. There's trendy health apps and practices and kind of like services that are not of higher consciousness. And just because they're popular doesn't mean they're going to do you any good, because you could be swimming around in a pool of lower consciousness in the middle of some type of therapy you think should be good. You'd assume it'd be good. Or you'd assume that a health app called, you know, Mindful Bliss, you'd assume it would be good for you. But the creators are creating from their own level of consciousness and understanding, and they don't necessarily know what they're doing because they're in the thick of whatever consciousness they're in. And there's plenty of health apps out there that are of lower consciousness. You really want to avoid them. You don't want to be filling your head and your awareness with lower consciousness, because you're going to start attracting it, you're going to start feeling it, you're going to start, you know, a downward spiral in how you feel and what you're attracting, and not understand why. So this is why I like to do these quizzes and health quizzes for sure. So which one of these, ice bath, sage bath, or heart-to-heart conversations, do you think is of the highest consciousness? What do you think? What kind of energy do you think it takes for any of these? This is another way to look at it, too. What requires more energy, right? Like physical energy, mental energy, heartfelt energy, intention energy. There's all these different types of energy that's required for this to, like, come into being. Like, you know, there's a particular energy you need to light a light bulb. There's a particular energy you need to drive from your home across the country. Like, you need different energy for that. So that's kind of what I want you to think about in this regard as well. You can think of it in this way. So, and remember, just because one is higher than another doesn't make it better. It's just a different energy, and it requires different energies. That's it. And if you listened in on my last podcast, I covered this topic for this reason, because most of us, including myself, have a linear mind, and we're trained to think that higher is better. And in many circumstances, that's true, like, you know, grades in school. Except for some things like cholesterol levels or weight. Higher is not necessarily better in those circumstances. So I'm trying to get you to understand that higher does not need better in the fields of 200 and above. It's just a different energy. Whatever it is has a different energy requirement, which is what I'm kind of speaking to today with these three things. It requires different energies. But remember, it's more of a mind-body-spirit energy. We're looking at a holistic, what's the whole energy required for these particular things. But there is, you know, there is one thing I've come to understand. I think I'm accurate about this based on all my reading and studying and understanding, is that higher levels do hold what's known as like a greater truth. Like, there's greater truth in ultimate reality, which is, you know, the spiritual dimension is 500 and above. So as you get closer to the spiritual dimension, there's greater truths to be understood. And my understanding, I don't know if it's true or not. I think it is, though. I'd have to test it. Is that as you go up higher, there will be greater truth energetically held in the calibration. Like, yeah, yep, there's greater truth here, perhaps. So, and calibrations at 275 and above are of higher mind, just so you know. And again, higher mind doesn't necessarily trump lower mind, although in some cases it could. So, you know, something like kindness is 220. Kindness is kindness. It got Dr. Hawkins, well, among many other karmic propensities that he had, to enlightened levels of being. So just saying, there's no black or white about this. It's just understanding, you know, it's like Dr. Hawkins called it, like a metaphor would be like a light dimmer. There's no black and white. It's just dimming the light. There's shades of light as you go down. You go down to the lights are off. It's really, there's just the absence of light. That's all. It's not that it's black. It's just that the light is less and less and less as you dim the light. Okay, so let's start with the lowest calibration in today's quiz. And if you guessed an ice bath, you are correct. An ice bath is of higher consciousness, and it has an all-dimensions calibration of 210, or 10 to the 210th power on the map of consciousness. And this is according to all my calibrations come from consciousnesscalibrations.com. And I'd like to share what other energy or things are swimming in this same pool of consciousness. And you can sort through things at consciousnesscalibrations.com in this way, which I love to do because I like you guys to understand energy, pools of energy, what are similar energies, and what are you attracting into that pool if you give your attention to one thing in particular. Like, for me, it was self-scrutiny. It was an eye-opener when I when I searched on self-scrutiny in that energy field, many things in that pool I was attracting, which is like, I got to get out of here, right? It's not something you want. Okay, so in any event, 210, an ice bath, is the same energy as Bach flower essences, which I did an entire podcast on those. They're super, I find them so effective for me. They're super helpful. And I'll provide a link to the Bach flower essences episode, because when you're processing out negativity, these flower essences just like, you know, nip it in the bud so it smooths out the rough edges. It's like, you know, I don't need to suffer through this. You take whatever remedy would help, and I'm telling you, it smooths it out like immediately. And you're like, oh, geez, I forgot I could just solve things pretty quickly with a Bach flower essence. It really works for me. And another thing in this same energy, this same level of consciousness, is cranberry juice. So I just wanted to find something really like every day, like that's it. You know, drinking a glass of cranberry juice or jumping in an ice bath, same energy. Different experience, for sure. And I gotta say, I'm a big wussy when it comes to cold water. I don't know that I'll ever do a nice turkey plunge on Thanksgiving Day on Nantucket with my friends. But, you know, maybe just so I could say I did it. Maybe. We'll see. Okay, next up on the scale of consciousness, what's next on the map? It is the heart-to-heart conversation, which may have, you know, may have made you think, oh, if it's heart-to-heart, it's got to be higher, but not in this case. You never know. So a heart-to-heart conversation is essentially your willingness to open up about things you've been keeping inside, or courage and willingness to, you know, help someone else who really needs a heart-to-heart conversation. It may be a difficult one for you to initiate, but I'm telling you, the energy of it is worthwhile to both parties. And according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, a heart-to-heart conversation calibrates at 390 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 390th power. This is high-level energy, high consciousness that can't help but help you and whoever else you're having the conversation with. It's an uplifter. It's a clearer of fear and doubt and whatever's been going on. And it's kind of a assuring energy for those, whoever's involved in the conversation. Highly recommend them. Don't be afraid to have them, because understand that when you do, you're going to clear the air for whoever you're with, and you're going to help each other in doing so. And according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, it's the same energy as this statement: when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And if you're new to this podcast, I may be speaking to you. I'm not speaking to you, but the life is speaking to you right now in the energy field of 390. Like, it's kind of a little congratulate yourself. You just stepped into a high energy attractor field with your willingness to learn something new and find out more and engage in more of like the spiritual dimension. It doesn't have to. I mean, everything's spiritual, so you can let go of spirituality having to mean anything to you, because everything is of spirit. But anyway, that's an interesting statement, and if you're new today, that is likely speaking to you. And the other statement at 390 is, do what makes you happy. So while I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, there's all kinds of things. If you want to start having heart-to-heart conversations, but you're kind of like need to step into courage on it, or you're afraid to, or whatever is blocking you from it, you can decide. You can go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and Google some. I'm sorry, not Google, but search within that database for the energy of 390 with the intention of finding something that you can work with so that you can become aligned with the intent to have heart-to-heart conversations. So, as an example, if you know how to do what makes you happy, you know, consciously bring it up and say, okay, I'm going to decide to do what makes me happy because I know that energy is going to align me and make it easier for me to have heart-to-heart conversations. So it's like a lava lamp of energy coming together to help remove the blocks to you having heart-to-heart conversations. It's sort of my kind of understanding of it. And I'm getting better understanding as I realize that just because something's in the same pool doesn't mean you can necessarily align with it. That's kind of a good example today of this. Like if you can't have heart-to-hearts, but you know how to do what makes you happy, then go with that until the energy is going to free up and remove the blocks to you having heart-to-hearts. So finally, if you guess that a sage bath is of the highest consciousness in today's quiz, you would be correct. But first of all, for those of you who don't know what a sage bath is, it's essentially entering a confined space and firing up a bunch of sage, which you can buy sage bundles in Etsy. There's a lot of sage bundle, beautiful sage bundles, crafters and sellers. And you can find them anywhere online. You can find sage bundles. They smell so nice, but they're sagey, you know, very herbaceous. Or incense. And this is known to clear up negativity in one's aura. So this is of higher consciousness, and according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, it has an all-dimensions calibration of 490, or 10 to the 490th power, on the map of consciousness. So this high a calibration, really high relative to the other two, says to me that there's more energy in conscious intent, like heartfelt intent or devotional intent, when you get make sage bathing a practice, because you're kind of understanding that, like, you go to work someday and there's a lot of stress and people triggering you and whatever, you can come home with a lot of baggage energetically. So if you love your family and you understand this, you may say, like, to your family, let me go into my little space and sage myself. It doesn't take long. You can do it quickly, 30 seconds, you sage yourself and clear your energy field. And that loving intent or devotional intent to have a clear energy field is of higher consciousness. So that's a great healthy thing to do for yourself if you find yourself coming home carrying a lot of negative baggage that isn't yours. And there are other ways to get rid of that. That'll be another podcast, because I discovered it. I'm like, oh my God, it's so effective. It's great. So I do need to put that on my list. So for those of you who are into shamanism, it's also known as smudging. You can do the same thing in a room. You light up a sage bundle, you clear out the energy in the room, and this is a great thing to do for your guest room so that you can clear the energy of others. Maybe they had a bad dream and they left behind residual energy that you don't want to affect anybody. You clear it out with smudging using sage bundles. And here are two other things in the same energy field of 490. And the first one is setting intentions every morning. And I did an entire podcast on this because when I discovered it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do that. And it's now part of my list of rules to live by in 2024 is setting morning intentions, because that's a pretty high calibration. It's a pretty high consciousness and kind of a devotional thing to do, an organized thing to do. It's really you're really shoring up your organizational and focus skills by setting intentions in the morning, as an example. That's a 490 calibration. And the other one is this statement. Fear of life is fear of emotions. That's pretty interesting to, bring to light. It's not life that you fear. It's really your response to it. So you don't need to handle life and everything that's going on in it. You just need to handle your emotions to it, your response to it, your perception of it. Change that and everything else changes. So that's it for this month's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I hope it's helping you to shore up. Like, I liked it, the vision of the ancient redwood forest. This is like how firm and strong deciding to seek the truth about anything can be. It's like you're shoring up that, you know, 500-year-old redwood tree that you are, firmly rooted to earth, and putting everything into context. Like, you are that, solid as an oak or redwood or sequoia. All right, so that's really how I like to look at it. That's part of my, I'm like, you know what? I'm shoring myself up like the ancient, a tree in the ancient redwood forest. That's my metaphor for myself and for grounding, for that matter. All right, now let's get to this week's featured calibration of the week. And someone in the community over at consciousnesscalibrations.com asked the question. Now, when you're a paid subscriber over there, you can submit priority requests. And I don't get paid to refer you to consciousnesscalibrations.com. It just makes good sense. And this is what, you know, keeps me firm like a redwood forest and seeking the truth and like getting out of my own way, thinking I know anything, the truth about anything. I'd rather just know the truth through calibrations and testing, right? Okay, so here's the question. What percentage of disease is karmic? Meaning, past life programs and decisions manifest as disease in the current life, all right? So, that's what it means. You've had past lives, like it or not. Calibrates is true that I think it's hundreds. I mean, there's books that can found to be, you know, 700 or 800 lives in this dimension alone, planet Earth. I don't know the truth about that, but that's the numbers I see: 500 to 700, 800 lives in this dimension alone. Okay, so again, what percentage of disease is karmic? Meaning, past life programs and decisions manifest as disease in this current life. And the answer that Brian got, he's the founder over there, Brian Gibbs, is 69% of disease that we have in this life comes from past life's programs, meaning beliefs, programs, decisions, whatever you bought into in other lives. So what does that mean to you or for you? What does it mean for you, this understanding of karmic stuff? And Dr. Hawkins has explained karma as really the energetic propensity for something, whatever it may be. And I've always felt the way I've perceived karma is that it has a negative connotation, like you're gonna be punished for something, right? You for creating negative karma. And it's not really a punishment, it's just an understanding that you've got these programs running that aren't true, and how do you transcend them and let them go and step into your own power? That's really what you have positive karma too. You have a karmic propensity to be positively motivated. Like, that's one of my Clifton Strengths test thing, is that I have a propensity to be positive and enthusiastic. Like, yay, that's positive karma, as opposed to negative karma, where one piece of negative karma for me is I have a karmic propensity to give my power away and sink into not taking responsibility for some areas of my life. That's a life pattern that I'm starting to articulate and try to figure out, how do I unravel this? Like, how can I do this? So anyway, so karmic propensity is really just understanding that there's consequences to things that you choose. And past life experiences, you chose something and the consequences are showing up now. So how do you unravel it? And it's really an opportunity to transcend past life programs, beliefs, and ways of being, and evolve into higher ways of being that create positive karma and positive ways of being. And when you do that, you create a positive stream of karma moving forward. So really, you know, it's as a spirit welcomes the opportunity to transcend things that aren't true about itself and to step into its own power, right? And the personality, who, you know, I'm showing up here as a personality right now, I have my own personal personality will versus spirit will. They're different. Okay, so anyway, that's just something. I don't want you to go get all depressed and down on yourself because of that 69%, because that means there's 31% of karma is not disease. Or did I say that right? I'm not sure. Anyway, what percentage of disease is karmic? Okay, 69% of disease is... All right, so that's the deal. 69% of any disease you have, and if you're disease-free, then there you go. Although it could come in later in your life, so you might want to pay attention to any type of negative tendency or propensity you may have that you would may be helpful to transcend and let go of now so that you don't, you know, get some type of full-blown disease that ain't no good. It's gonna, you know. Anyway, that's it. I'm talking too much now. My name is Liz Garcia. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.